أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا. We read previously that Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام, after making effort on his people continuously for 950 years and very, very few people responded, then he complained to Allah Ta'ala of the condition of his people, and he explained how he had gone to them day and night in various ways. And also in that he explained that I told my people to make tawbah and istighfar, and on that Allah Ta'ala will change your conditions. With regard to that further, he said, when you will make istighfar, tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, you will turn away from your kufr and disbelief, you will become obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Other great, great ni'mats Allah Ta'ala will bless you with, وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ or بَرْهَادِكَتُمْكُمْ مَالِ. Allah Ta'ala will increase you in your wealth, and that wealth also will be of barakat. And Allah will give a lot of barakat in there. You might not have outwardly so much, but all your work will be done, and you'll be, you still will have enough by you. So Allah will give you a lot of barakat. In a little, Allah will do a lot of work for you, and your heart will be at ease all the time. And when there isn't barakat, a person might have plenty, but still he's worrying all the time. If this happens, if that happens, this gets finished. So Allah Ta'ala will give a lot of barakat. وَبَنِينَ or بَيْتُوسِ and Allah Ta'ala will increase you in your children and offspring also. Because of the sins that they had committed so openly, Allah Ta'ala had made the woman become sterile, and they were not giving birth to children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِ or بَنَادِكَ تُمْهَارِ وَاسْتِ بَاهَ and Allah Ta'ala will make your beautiful gardens and orchards for you. They will be laden with fruit also. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا or بَنَادِكَ تُمْهَارِ لِيَ نَهْرِ and Allah Ta'ala will cause the rivers to flow for you also. Your rivers will get full, your dams will get full. In other words, there will be great prosperity right in this very world. In the akhirat, what you will get, that will be even more greater. But right in this world, what and what won't Allah Ta'ala give you? It is narrated that on one occasion Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi was sitting with his murids in his majlis. One person came and he complained about drought, there is severe drought. So Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi told him, make tawbah istighfar. Another person came and he complained of poverty, that he hasn't got money, he can't meet his expenses, he's in difficulty. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi told him, make tawbah istighfar. He went away. A third person came and he complained that I'm not getting any children. My wife is barren, I'm not having any children. Told him also, make tawbah istighfar. He went away. Fourth person came and he says, my farm has dried up, there is no water, the farm is completely dry. He told him also, make tawbah istighfar. Another person came and he said, my well has dried up, I've got no water whatsoever. He told him also to make tawbah istighfar. Then somebody in the majlis told Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, people came with different ailments and diseases and problems, and you gave them all one medicine. For all of them, just one medicine you gave them. So he says, I did not give that medicine from my side. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Istaghfiru Rabbakum, make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, innahu kana ghaffara. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you, and in great abundance Allah will forgive you. Allah will send rains upon you. Allah Ta'ala will increase you in your wealth. Allah will increase you in your children. Allah will make beautiful orchards and your farms beautiful and lush, and they will bear so much. So tawbah and istighfar is a very, very great thing, and we should never be neglectful of them. And actually, tawbah, we are full of open, clear sins in which there is no doubt it is sin. But the righteous and the pious people make tawbah and istighfar even on their good deeds. Like for example, we make namaz, they will make tawbah on that. Oh Allah, I did not make my namaz properly. It wasn't done as it was supposed to be done. They make hajj umrah and they make tawbah istighfar on that also. Oh Allah, I did not make my hajj properly. I did not make my umrah properly. So those people make istighfar. And we who are involved in open, clear sins, and we hardly make any istighfar. So that is a very difficult point that we are involved in. It is like a person who is only drawing checks all the time and is not depositing anything on his in his account. How long will the bank manager carry him? He'll tell him, all the checks will come back RD, because you are just drawing all the time, you're not making any deposits. We are not making any deposits, and we are just committing sins left, right and center. And so much sins that we're not even aware that we are committing sins and that we are involved in sin. And that is one of the worst blindness. When a person is involved in sin and is not aware that he is involved in sin, so the question of tawbah and istighfar does not come to him also. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. کیا ہوا تم کو کیوں نہیں امید رکھتے اللہ سے برائی کی. What has happened to you, O my people? Why don't you hope for goodness and greatness from Allah? If you will obey His commandments, He will give you great respect and honor in the world also. Generally, Muslims in the world are looked down upon today. They are looked as third-class people. They are looked at people who only know about fighting, etc. But if we will turn to Allah, Allah will give honor. Honor is not by our means that we acquire honor, that we acquire wealth. But if we will be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will give us respect and honor again. And we have lost our respect and honor because we are not following the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Also, it could mean that Allah Ta'ala, who is so great, how is it that you don't fear Allah Ta'ala? Allah's knowledge is such that He knows your secrets, and what is more secret than a secret, that also Allah Ta'ala knows. And Allah has got so much qudrat over you. He can make you go blind anytime. He can make you become paralyzed anytime. He can make you go mad anytime. Aren't you afraid of Allah Ta'ala? Nuh alayhi salam really explained to his people in various ways. وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. اور اسی نے بنایا تم کو طرح طرح سے. And also think, O my people, how has Allah made you? From one drop of semen, how from stage to stage He made you. And then when your body was completed, about 4 months time in the womb of the mother, Allah put life in that body. What great qudrat. And then that body went through various stages. At the time of childbirth, the mother knows what she goes through, and we don't know what the child goes through. Coming from that comfortable zone of it, which it was used to for so long, and now it comes into this world, which is a world of dangers lurking from all sides all the time. And then from the time of childhood, what stages a person goes through his whole life. He goes through his childhood, he goes through his adolescence, his youth, and then he grows up, he gets married, he has a wife now to look after and put up with the wife. Now he has got children, now he has to bring up the children, now he has to put up with all his children. Now he becomes old, he starts becoming weak, now old age comes in, and old age comes with its package, and with all the difficulties and hardships, all the ups and downs of life. Don't you see all this? And you cannot go through all this on your own. Allah is there for you. You turn to Allah. Depend on Allah as you are supposed to depend on Allah, and then see how Allah will help you. And that is this world. Then the sakarat will come. Maut will come, qabr will come, all those things. There is only one way out. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, we cannot imagine how he explained to his people in different ways. And Allah is there for us all the time. We just have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us this understanding, remove this blindness from our hearts, and we become true and sincere servants of Allah Ta'ala.